So we'll move to the fourth case for this morning, United States against Davis. Mr. Anderson.
May it please the Court, I'm Kent Anderson with the Federal Public Defender's Office of the Central District of Illinois, representing the appellant Demetrius Davis. Mr. Davis, as the Court knows, is convicted of being a felon in possession of a firearm. I initially raised two issues simply to preserve them for Supreme Court review. However, what I'm asking this Court to do today is to at least issue a limited remand pursuant to Palladino to ask the District Court whether he would now impose the same sentence under Booker. The District Court didn't say what he would have done if the guidelines were advisory. It is true he gave the high end of the guideline range, which happened to also be the statutory maximum, but he did not say that he would go higher if he could have. So he may have thought the guideline range itself was too high, but within that range, Mr. Davis was towards the high end. And there are mitigating factors which...
You agree you're under plain error review
yes.
on this point?
Yeah. Yes.
So your issue is really, I think, just the same one as we were discussing a little bit earlier, whether there's any reason to think that Palladino applies differently if the only error is that the district court thought that the guidelines were mandatory when we now, you know, with the benefit of the wisdom from Booker, we now know that they're advisory. Are you
right.
You're not arguing that there's constitutional error, or are you?
Arguably there is, but it'd be a close question on the whether the current offense was within 2 years. I mean, it's clear on the record it was of his release from prison the last time. Technically, it's a factual issue, so it's
okay.
questionable right. whether it comes within Almendarez Torres. The primary argument is certainly the statutory one, and I don't see any reason why Palladino does not apply equally. This court did not make a distinction in Palladino with respect to the Velef defendant. It's not clear in that case whether there was Sixth Amendment error or not. The others, it is, but this court did not dwell on that when discussing the nature of the error and the nature of the remand. In addition, the Supreme Court has noted that in some cases, even without Sixth Amendment error, remand for resentencing will be appropriate, and the 10th and 11th circuits have done that. The 11th circuit in Shelton did it under plain error, which is a much more restrictive standard than this circuit applies, for plain error, that is.
Right, but they have entertained these. Actually, in the flood of remands from the Supreme Court under Rule 54 is similar.
Okay. This sentence, though, was at the statutory maximum, wasn't it? Not just the guidelines maximum? So why
they happen to be the same thing in this case, yes.
But why wouldn't we say under the language of the Lee opinion that that satisfies us that we shouldn't exercise our discretion under plain error review to find out what the district court might have done?
Because unlike Lee, in this case, the district court did not say that he would like to have gone even higher than the statutory maximum. As the district judge did in that case. The district judge didn't really say much. He just simply imposed the sentence, which for whatever reason he thought was appropriate. Whether he thought the range was appropriate or not, we don't know. There are the factors that either did not or could not consider. Mr. Davis's substance abuse history, unfortunately alcoholism is not that conducive to law-abiding behavior a lot of times, but this time he actually wanted to change. There's also the disparity between state and federal sentences, which could not be considered before. If Mr. Davis had been convicted of the same offense in state Illinois state court, he would have been subject to 3 to 14 years in state prison, but would have been eligible for 50% good conduct credit, meaning he probably wouldn't have served more than 7 years, as opposed to the roughly 8.5 years he'll serve in federal prison. And this is not a unique but an unusual guideline in that the prior convictions govern both the offense level and the criminal history category. At least one judge has questioned that in another context, illegal reentry. That was the Galvez-Barrios case from Judge Edelman. And there may even be other mitigating factors that weren't brought up because they weren't relevant to the calculation of the guidelines range. And for that reason, would ask this court to order a full remand for the reasons stated by Judge Ripple and Judge Keeney in their dissents from denial of rehearing en banc in Palladino and the Sixth Circuit's decision of Barnett. But assuming this court is not going to do that, ask that it at least order the Palladino remand. Thank you, Your Honor.
Okay, thank you very much. Mr. Scully.
Your Honor, the government is in pretty much agreement with the appellant. The one commerce issue has been decided by the Harris case. As to the government, Palladino has already been issued by this court. We are preserving our argument that we had on our brief, but we would agree that a limited remand is appropriate.
Why would you concede that when the sentence was the statutory maximum?
Because it is possible that the court, knowing now with Booker looking backwards.
Doesn't that evince pretty clearly a disinclination to exercise discretion in favor of the defendant? The judge could have come in at a lower sentence, right?
Could have.
And imposed as much as he possibly could.
But the record says nothing about what he would have done had he known the guidelines were advisory.
So it's the absence of the other factors, I would think, the other 3553A factors and, the deletion of the list of prohibited factors that at least theoretically could make the difference, as well as the discussion in Palladino about structuring one's thinking within a guideline range, since the district judge had been admonished, so not just this particular judge, every district judge in the country had been admonished so seriously over so many years not to complain about the guidelines.
Yeah. So we're not giving up our plain argument just to preserve it, but
sure.
Based upon Palladino, it's our position that it has to be a limited remand.
All right. Thank you very much. Anything more, Mr. Anderson? All right. Thank you to both counsel. We will take the case under advisement.